Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Monday.
Why exactly are we here?
Why are we here?
I never thought that you'd hear these terrible words from my lips. But we'll have to go to work.
Really? Why?
There's a great deal of work to be done.
Oh, well, work is
four-letter work.
I don't like my job. I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Yeah, we've all heard that.
This time, I mean it.
And there's another reason.
Mondays suck.
Bye-bye. You guys are doing a hell of a good job.
Okay, it's showtime. Let's do it. Kicking off a brand new work week. Show number 1831,
I believe, Mike.
1831.
Yes, I believe 1831. You make me feel old when you
I'm sorry about that. Old and cheap. With the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, it is, along with our executive producer, Morty. It's Monday morning at about 6:04. Everybody had a good weekend?
Yes, very good weekend. It was nice. Very, very nice. Nice out. It's beautiful.
Lots going on here in Las Vegas. Of course, the big NASCAR race, which looked pretty good on Fox yesterday.
Yeah, there was that.
Saturday night, you had the big heavyweight bout that everybody.
Yeah, or whatever boxing, I guess it was. Was it? Yeah. I don't. It's funny. I don't know boxers anymore. I just don't know any of these boxers.
Fury and Wilder.
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
It's crazy.
Since remember back in the day, there were only like four that fought all the time.
That was the backyard over at Caesar's Palace.
Now I don't know who any of these.
You remember when they just walked in? To the arena and just walked into this. Now they have big, huge.
It's a big production.
Is it ever? I know. It's like Mardi Gras, which starts tomorrow, by the way, right?
And the rumor is that, people are wondering, did Fury actually lick some blood off of Wilder out of his ear?
It's just gross.
And then a big weekend for the Vegas Golden Knights, who keep on winning.
Yeah.
Last night they were on the road, but they won their, Morty, fifth, sixth in a row?
This will be five? Oh, I'm bad. This is terrible.
Yeah, they're in first place. That's all we know.
That's all that matters.
I just know they're in first place.
Which is good. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on this morning. So, Yeah, good weekend. Weather-wise, wasn't too bad. Beautiful weather-wise.
It was nice.
Here in Vegas, some high clouds maybe today. Otherwise, sunshine. High in the low 70s today. It's 51 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, don't feel sorry for John Oates. He's getting some. Jeez.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, more on that story and some other entertainment tidbits.
Yeah.
We'll do that after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kirk Douglas, of course, passed away a couple of weeks ago, so he had the $61 million fortune. You know, that's what he died with. $50 million of it is going to his own charitable foundation. No word on the rest. Of course, he had three sons, and a wife, so I don't know if they'll split the remaining $11 million. I don't know. So, man.
Now, I had read a story where it wasn't that he purposely cut his family out, but they have their own money.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know what happens, but I heard Michael Douglas wasn't going to get anything.
Yeah, I read that as well in one of the tabloids. I don't know that they'll get anything or not, but he's set this up at his will a long time ago.
It's not like Michael Douglas is hurting.
Yeah. Now, I don't really know. I know he has two brothers. I think another one of them is an actor as well, but younger.
And the grandson, of course, is well documented. I think they were very close. I'm talking about Kirk Douglas and the grandson who had drug problems.
You mean Michael? Wasn't it Michael Douglas's son?
Yes.
Yeah. Who had the problems?
So I don't know.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him for leaving it to. And I got to look up. I can't remember what his charity does, but I will have to look it up. John Oates. He did an interview a few days ago, and, people always say, he's the lesser of Hall & Oates. Well, don't you worry. He estimates that he slept with thousands of women back in the day.
Oh.
But a lot of them. He says if you didn't live through the 70s and 80s, and if you weren't a rock star during that time, there's probably no way you could comprehend what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him sowing his wild oats, if you will.
Well, he was the quiet one, and sure a lot of women found that sexy in a way.
Well, you don't go for the upfront guy.
No.
You don't do that.
You got
a
better shot with George Harrison. I bet you the same thing.
You wait outside Daryl Hall's door, and that's what you do.
With about two or three other girls.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of the 25-50
yes.
outside Darryl's.
I always thought John was the cute one anyhow.
We'll see.
The Friends reunion, it is indeed on. Six main cast members, they're making now, they say, between 2.5 and 3 million. It'll be available on HBO Max when it launches. No specific date for that yet. But they did negotiate as a group like they did back in the day.
Oh.
When they all got their salaries raised to $1 million per episode. They're all getting about the same amount of money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very cool that they do that. Now, it's not going to be a scripted type of revival show. It's probably going to be them talking about shows, clips, things like that. A couple of the show's creators will also be involved. Though I love the show. I love hearing about all that behind-the-scenes stuff, so I think it'll be kind of cool. And Bon Jovi has a new song. We'll play a little clip of that later. They have a new album coming out in May 15th. It's called Bon Jovi 2020.
Yeah.
So, and it sounds remarkably like Bon Jovi, by the way. Okay. So we'll see what you think. Hey, don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center.
You had mentioned new music from Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Got that for you. Plus one other artist you're a big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
Play both in about 5 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
We are the official home of Wham! Walking Around Money. Again, your first chance to score $100. Put that in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. That's coming up 8 o'clock. Your first chance to win this morning, Carla.
Sweet.
6:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up Monday morning. You had mentioned new music from Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Limitless. It's from the album, as you had said, 2020. Bon Jovi 2020 comes out on May 15th. Listen to this. Said.
Okay.
Sounds like Bon Jovi.
Sounds like Bon Jovi. Yes, it does.
Not taking a lot of risks, sounding different, but Bon Jovi, and that's what their fans like, I guess.
Yeah, it's your sound.
Okay.
It's your sound.
And then, I know you're a big fan of this artist.
Yes.
She released a new song. This is called Smiling by Alanis Morissette. Listen to this. Smiling, Alanis Morissette.
She has a sound, of course she does, but her songs are all a little different. The cadence, things like that. She just has a different. Yeah, good for her.
Now, do you like the smiling Alanis Morissette or the more pissed off Alanis Morissette?
Well, I like pissed off Alanis, but she never sounds like she's smiling.
Her song titles are all positive, but they still sound angry.
I know. It's like, pooping unicorns and rainbow. Her anger is like made up of rainbows now, and I don't know if I like it.
Okay.
As much,
New music from Alanis Morissette. It's called Smiling, and the new song from Bon Jovi, Limitless.
I was going to say, I always want positivity, but do you want it from Alanis and like Ozzy?
No.
Is that what you want?
See, and people think they do, and then when they hear it, I always think it's like a trick.
Right.
Like she's sucking us in.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
She says she's just happier now, but there's always a little edge to it.
By the way, one more musical note. We got the chance to visit with Johnny Koloff, the sax player with Huey Lewis and the News last week. We posted the visit on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Johnny's been with the band from the beginning, knows Huey inside and out, and talked about the new album, the possibility of a tour, and, of course, the big thing that everybody wants to know about, his loss of hearing. We're talking about Huey, which he says it's not a loss of hearing.
No.
It's a situation where he just hears differently now, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, and apparently every day it's kind of hit and miss with the way, he can hear or can't.
Okay.
So
if you want to hear the entire thing, just go to our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Johnny Cola, sax player with Huey Lewis and the News, are visit with him. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready less than an hour from now. Your first Wham code word. Put $100 in your pocket, walking around money. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. So make sure you're listening for that. Here you go, Carla. You know we love the animals.
Yes.
To spotlight the animals, an incredible story. A parrot in Tennessee shouted, fire, fire.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Woke up the entire family. They were able to get out of the burning house. The husband suffered some burns trying to rescue the animals. Here's the wife talking about it.
Louis, the bird, is what saved us. You know, everybody's telling me I'm a hero. No, I ain't no hero. That bird was a hero. He's never said the word fire for all I know, but he was hollering fire, 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 and squawking and carrying on.
The sad news is he's not going to yell fire anymore.
No. Uh-huh.
The parrot didn't make it out.
No, it's so sad.
Nobody to open the cage. And
I know it.
Fly,
even
bird,
their wings
fly.
Are clipped, they can go a little ways, you know? Yeah, well, no, but they can still fly some, just not real high. But still,
or
I know.
Or grab the bird that just saved us.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Who told you there was a fire? Hello? That little parrot's going to haunt them for the rest of their life.
You would think. You would think, right?
What did I hear? Fire. What? No. What? So sad.
I mean, luckily everybody's okay, but it is sad that the parent didn't make it out. Along with their pet dogs.
Oh, man.
They also perished in the fire.
God, this reminds me of This Is Us, though. It's completely different, but it just makes me sad.
So everybody ran out of the house.
I know. Thanks for saving us. Oh, hi.
Except for the animals.
I know. Oh,
and one of which saved everybody. So.
Wow.
But that is a truly amazing story. Bird never said fire until then.
I know it. How did it even know?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
God bless that bird, though.
I know it.
All right. Just a few things we think you should know. Let's do that.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Fire.
Always things coming out about us and our phones. About 2/3 of people say they've texted someone that's in the same room. Have you guys done that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, I'll be sitting there, and Jody will be on the other side of the couch, and I'll say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I love you, or something like this.
That's too funny. I get that from Angie oftentimes, and I don't have my phone. It's like, well, I'm right here.
So, I know, but it's cute.
So I know, it is. I know. I like it. But, yeah, sometimes I don't have my phone right on me. Now, this I don't know about. 45% of people said they would give up sex for a year instead of their phone.
I don't think so.
I could.
You know, whatever.
I give up my phone when having sex. So let's just.
And that's the only time
when you. Keep it at that. Yes. Yeah, not that it's glued to me at all, but, you know, everything's in it, like you found out. Everything's in your phone, you know? And just that, almost 90% of the people said they feel uneasy if they leave their phone at home. I've gone back to get mine. I've gotten here. Yeah. And, because everything is on there, you know?
Card numbers, stuff like that.
Yeah, and phone numbers. I don't know anybody. I know, like, two phone numbers now.
I don't know your phone number. I don't know Marty's phone number.
Exactly. And most of us check our phone. This is so scary. About 160 times a day. That's roughly 10 times an hour. And it's just the looking at it.
Wow.
That's what it is. You don't even realize you do it.
Does that include just checking it for time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure does.
Okay.
I wear one of these things. You know what this is called? It's called a watch right there. That's what that is.
I've heard of those.
Hey, USC said they're waiving tuition for families making less than $80,000 a year. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. All those legal fees, Lori Loughlin might just qualify. And gentlemen, listen to this. And ladies, peeing in the shower instead of the toilet just once a day can save you about 660 gallons of water per year per person.
Oh.
So there you go. You're doing, if you're peeing in the shower, you're actually helping the environment. So there you go.
So
you
imagine
clean your shower, right?
Right. And we've talked about this before. So imagine if you can save that much time just by peeing in the shower.
Yeah.
And brushing your teeth in the shower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Combine that and think how much time you save.
Yeah. Don't do
overall.
It's the same time, though, but just maybe just one day.
I was
going to
just say, I did both this morning.
Yeah, see? Exactly. You got like a couple, two, three people in your house. You could virtually save the planet by peeing in the shower. I'm just saying.
What are you doing? We're saving the world. Saving the planet.
Well, not only that, you don't want to get out of the shower to go pee.
Well, no, you don't.
You're mid-shower.
Yeah, exactly. No,
all wet.
Shut it off. You're all cold. You're going, oh, God. And then you can't pee because you're cold.
Exactly.
I know.
This is such good information to know. If I ever get kicked out of my own house,
then
I'm not going to stay with Morty.
Hello. Oh, Mike, come on. Come on. You guys will be saving the planet virtually on your own. It is
just peeing everywhere.
It's Monday. A few things you definitely need to know.
What's up, Kim?
My husband pees in the shower.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't let you wait till I got out.
Oh. Well, but you're showering together, so you're saving a whole lot of water.
We may not be showering together.
No, yeah.
I don't need to know about your sexcapades.
I'm just kidding. You have a great day.
Thanks, Kim.
Not any longer. I'm not going to be together. Jeez. All right. Morty and I found out that Carla's a paper towel snob.
Yeah, whatever.
More on that here in about 5-6 minutes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, over the weekend, Carla found out she's a paper towel snob.
Well, you know, yes, I am.
I've known you for a long time. I've never known this about you.
Yeah, I'm a big snob with my paper products in general.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Target, and, like, the shelf is almost cleared of paper towels. They have the best paper towels, just the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I went for the six-pack, you know, of the non-printed Select-A-Size. None of those. One package, it was open. It was a little damaged. And I was a little upset, so I had everybody on the hunt. They were out of the plain white Select-A-Size. And the guy said, well, we have these. No, and I don't want full sheet. I need the Select-A-Size. I need the make-your-own-size. Well, okay. They gave me a discount on the package.
You finally settled for the...
Well, they didn't have any more in the back. So I was...
That's the question everybody will throw out.
Yeah, I know. What about these?
Can you check in the back?
Yeah. No. Do you know what? If I come wanting blueberries, I don't want strawberries, do I? No. No, I want Select-A-Size plain white.
How many other people are like this?
Yeah.
Where if they don't have what you want, and after you hear, no, we don't even have any in the back.
Yeah. What?
You will actually, even though your shopping is probably done with everything else, you will actually pack up and go to another store.
Oh, absolutely.
To find what you are specifically looking for.
Yes. You know, it's just a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling, and you can all make fun of me, but it's a weird feeling.
Anybody else?
Ugh.
And what is that product?
Felt dirty.
What is it? That you had to take something damaged?
Yes, I did. I felt
very
dirty.
Was it in its own bag? In a different part of the car?
And they said, you know, we'll put a little strap on it. They taped the little strap over so you can carry it. It's like, oh, yeah, because if I don't, they'll all fall out.
702-739-9636. Maybe you didn't even realize how much of a paper towel snob you were.
No, I didn't realize it until just then because I've never been faced with that challenge.
That dilemma.
Yes. No.
KKLZ Talk Text Lines right powered now by Centennial Toyota.
A place with a big W on it if you don't have them.
I swear, I'll go now.
Well, don't make me.
See, Carly, you're not alone. You're not alone as far as being a snob.
I know it. No, I'm not alone at all. Matter of fact, several people, Mike. Linda said, I'm with you, Carla. She said, I want what I want. Stick to your guns. Hello.
Okay.
I think so. Laura. Carla. The original plain old what? Okay, wait a minute. Whoa, no, hold on. I can't read this. Jeez. But I do agree on your paper towels. This might be a topic for off the air. Wow.
For those people that don't know, Carla very rarely pre-reads these.
Yeah, this one just popped up.
Okay.
So it's comparing.
could have to wait.
Yeah, a liquid that you would, is for you and her perhaps and yeah.
Okay.
The old fashioned one, you didn't have to worry about certain things, but now you do. It's So when you go to your local stock boy,
uh-huh,
and you say, "Listen, I just want the original, not the his and hers."
Okay.
What?
Checking the back.
Let me check in the back.
Not grape or strawberry.
I don't even know what that is, but okay. I'm going to go in the back. That's fine. Jeez.
Bill, what about you?
I have that issue at Walmart.
See?
Now, see, they are the biggest retailer in the world. They should never be out of anything.
Okay.
Nothing. And if I go in, let's say I've got six or seven things I need to buy, if they're out of one thing, I will walk out and not buy anything.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Even if they've got the other things I needed, no, that... I'm
wow. Just,
I've done that before. I have done that before. I will kindly, if there are just a few items in my cart, I'll put them back. Now, if there are quite a few, I'll just let them put them back.
You'll just abandon the cart?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will generally, if it's not there, I'll generally put them back, but
even if I've already got something in the cart, it's like, okay, it's in the cart, at least get this. No, I will walk out with nothing.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to go there anyhow.
Right, I'm going to have to come back anyway. I agree.
Jack, what about you? What do you think?
Man, what a drama queen she is.
Aren't I just... I want what I want. What's wrong with that?
Come on, it's a freaking paper towel.
I don't want to use a full sheet if I don't need one.
I found myself being that same person because my wife bought the full sheet and
yes,
we're used to the half sheet.
Yes.
And when I tried to rip it off, I tore it in half.
Yeah.
What the hell's this? She goes, yeah. I know.
See?
I couldn't find the half towels or half sheets.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when you want a full sheet with the select your size, and you try to get a half sheet, you get a full sheet, and sometimes it doesn't rip right. Just take the damn full sheet and
no,
use it.
No,
this
I'm
is
not.
America, and
yeah,
I don't have
is.
To.
No, I don't have to. I live in a country
damn
where
it.
At least I can still choose my paper towels. Come
you
on.
You have a great day, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
What was Trump
please
tossing out down in San Juan, Puerto
paper
Rico?
Paper towels. I don't know which ones.
And
if they were like
tossing.
Make your size. Yeah.
Were they half sheets or
not,
full?
Man, if she was showing out, if they were half sheets, oh, man. Those are golden. Those are golden.
All right, grab your share of the wham. Your first chance to win coming up after Billy Idol.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Your first shot of the week. This hour's Wham code word, pioneer.
Pioneer. P-I-O-N-E-E-R. Pioneer.
That is exactly how you spell the word. Now, text pioneer to 59457. That is 59457, or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Again, pioneer. Text it to 59457. You have until 8:15 to do it. Good luck.
Carla's next take on some entertainment news. Got that coming up for you in a bit.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's all about new music today, and Disney gives you something very new.
All right, more on that and some other stories after MJ. By the way, for clarity, now
yes,
that you read
yes,
the
Mike, yes,
text
I know,
from the
I
person,
know.
It was about a gel product.
Yes, it sure was. Yes, it
that
was.
That both men and women use.
Yes, thank you to the person. Yes, thank you for the compliment. I had to kind of pull out of that one there so I could get on
a little
different path. Now, you know what? Thank you, Rosemary. Carla, Costco always has select-a-size. Well, guess what, Rosemary? I thought that Target always had them, too, until they didn't.
Guess what?
Okay? Until they didn't. One other person, Mike, said, are you guys going to talk about toilet paper? Because I could talk forever about toilet paper. Well, okay. You know what? That might have to be tomorrow. We might have to take that into tomorrow.
Or even next week.
Yes.
You don't want to talk about too many toilet paper.
Man.
Hey, by the way, Pioneer. Pioneer is the word, the code word to score some wham, walking around money, $100 in your pocket, and qualify for that grand prize of $5,000 courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. You still have a few minutes. Text the word Pioneer to 59457 or enter it on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Do that. All right, let's do it. Carla's take.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So you may not like him, you may love him. Justin Bieber tops the charts this week. 231,000 copies sold of his song Changes. Now, he's the youngest solo artist with 7 number one albums, by the way. 7.
Wow.
He's 25 years old. So, yeah, he's done okay.
Yeah.
Man! Ooh-wee! James Hetfield, he did a stripped-down version at that Eddie Money tribute.
Oh.
Of Baby Hold On. Very stripped down. Yeah, it is. It really is. Wow. Okay. Oh, wait. Whoa, there you go.
All right.
Very stripped down. Yes, there you go. Hey, Disney and Pixar's first animated LGBTQ character will appear in Onward. It comes out in about 2 weeks. The character's name is Officer Spectre, and she is a cyclops. I've seen a picture of her. She has, like, a really cool hairdo and one eye.
Oh.
She is voiced by an openly gay actress. Lena Waithe is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And Seahawks quarterback, you know I love this story, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He has a lot of players have mental conditioning coaches.
Right.
Try to keep them in the right state of mind, frame of mind, I should say. Now, his coach advises him to avoid listening to country music.
What?
Yes, because, quote, it's very negative. He says you need to be mindful of the impact that music has, and you don't want negative music dictating your internal ad campaign.
Well,
so,
no, you don't want that.
No, you don't, Mike. You don't. I can't. Yeah, some of those songs are like, I'm sorry, hitting me in the head with a ball peen hammer over and over and over again. So.
So if he cranks this up in the locker room, it's not going to put him in a good frame of mind?
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
No.
That's not good.
Thanks, though.
Now, let's go get him, guys.
Didn't put me in a good mood, Mike. No, but thank you. This song is just, it's like nails on a chalkboard, or styrofoam, if you will. Do not miss Kansas, though. Good music.
We had told you earlier we spent some time with Johnny Cola, sax player with Huey Lewis and the News, who's been with the band and with Huey forever, since the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things, of course, we had to ask him about, and they just put out a new album called Weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a great album.
Very good.
And we asked what it was like with everything else going on with Huey's health, his lack of hearing. What was it like recording with Huey?
Suffice it to say, all of Huey's vocals were done before this. I don't like to call it a tragedy. I like to call it a setback for the moment.
Right.
I'm a cup half full kind of guy.
Right.
And we're not out of the ballgame yet.
Absolutely.
So I'd say, the last thing we worked on with Huey was somewhere about, I remember recording on him was the last cut of the record, One of the Boys, and it might have been just toward the end of 2017. And then, of course, that tragic day, January 27th of 2018, when in Dallas, that's when his hearing really went south. It's more than a setback. Like I said, I'm a cup half full guy. We're all holding our breath, and his hearing changes from day to day. And according to all specialists and audiologists he's visited around the world, they say that's the best sign you can have at this place and time.
Yeah.
If he was flatlining, we'd probably be out of the game.
That's Johnny Cola, sax player with Huey Lewis and the News. And if anybody knows Huey as well as one could, it's him. Because he's been with him forever.
Sure.
And if you want to hear the entire visit, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Yay! Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3kklz.
All right, all this week, you're going to have a chance to join Carla for one of her iconic Girls' Nights Out.
Yes!
So this is going to be with Billy Idol over at the Pearl inside the Palms.
It's going to be a blast, ladies.
You know what? This really is because you're going to start off the night. What is it at? Maybell's?
Yep, at Maybell's.
Mabel's, you'll have some food, some beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only do you get tickets, but these are tickets for your very own VIP box.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you've ever been to the Pearl.
Right.
They're on the side of the stage.
Right. Yes. Really cool.
So like you have your own lounge, your own bar.
Uh-huh.
You have a cocktail waitress waiting on you.
Yeah. Listen up, ladies. Listen up.
And you're going to be rocking out.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, this is girls. We're not going to really, I don't know if we're going to really be ladies that night. No. We're going to be girls.
Girls. Be rocking like a rock star.
Yes. Yes, this is going to be a blast. And yes, it's a girls' night out. Guys, stop it. Just stop it. Is Mike doing a guy's night out for it? No. No.
You don't want to go out with me.
No, we've found you guys are boring. So I'm saying that.
Yes,
my opinion.
Yes.
Girls talk about things that guys don't talk about, and there's never a lack in conversation. There's just not.
Yeah. So, I tried it one time at the other radio station.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was just awful. The guys kept complaining, and I just sat there going, really, do I want to be around this? No.
No.
God.
No, this is going to be a blast, and I'm telling you right now, don't try to sneak him in. We got nothing against guys. Just don't try to sneak him in one time. Somebody tried.
One time.
Oh, it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
All right. So, ladies, for you and your BFF.
Yes.
Caller number 9. We'll get through news and weather. Then caller number 9. How well do you know your hostess?
Yes. That
Carla
would be
Ray.
Good. Thank you, Mike.
3 questions, 3 out of 3. And you are a winner. And you have a chair along with your BFF for a girls' night out hosted by Carla Ray with Billy Idol. All right? So we've got the phone lines on hold. Mm-hmm. Get through news and weather and start looking for caller number 9. Good luck. Sandra's on the phone. Sandra, you have a chance to earn your chair along with your BFF for a girls' night out hosted by the one, the only, Carla Ray.
That's me.
With Billy Idol over at the Pearl inside the Palms. 3 out of 3. You get 3 out of 3
fine,
questions
Sandra.
Right, and you're a winner about how well you know your hostess, Carla Ray, okay?
Okay, I'll be a lot of fun if I win. I'm letting you know.
Believe you.
Question number one, when it comes to wine with Carla, does she prefer red or white?
I think she likes them all.
But, preferably...
red.
Yes,
I absolutely do prefer red, Sandra, but I like where you're going.
Number two, we found out this morning that Carla is a snob when it comes to what?
Paper towels?
Yes! All right. And last but not least, and this might be a tough one, but if you've been listening to us for a while, you know this one.
Oh, gosh.
What's the one thing that Carla won't let go of, despite the fact she had to give it up after the breakup of her last relationship? Is it A, the coffee maker, B, the big screen TV, the weed whacker?
The weed whacker.
Yes! Because if you're moving into an apartment, I don't think you need that.
God, I'm so excited.
You got your chair along with your BFF. You're going to join Carla at a girls' night out at the Pearl inside the Palms. Billy Idol, tickets courtesy of the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Thank you so much, guys. I look forward to that night. I need it.
Awesome. You're going to have a great time. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
And any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it? This hour's Wham! Code word, thanks.
Thanks. Easily spelled THANKS, thanks.
Which I hope you'll be saying to us after you text thanks to 59457 or enter it at 963KKLZ.com. Of course, we just want to hear you say thanks for the Wham! For the $100. Now, spell it correctly, okay? You've got till 9:15 to do it. 59457, that is the number you text it to qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. And, of course, put the $100 in your pocket. Again, the word thanks. 15 minutes, you got... That's all you've got, so do it fast. Or do it now.
Congratulations, Tom McDowell out in North Las Vegas. He picked up some Wham! $100 in his pocket, qualifies for the $5,000 grand prize. He was the winner last hour. You could be the next winner. Just gave you the code word. couple of minutes ago. It's thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S. Thanks. Just text that word to 59457 or enter it through the KKLZ website at 963KKLZ.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that, so make sure you do it. The word is thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S. Do it. Good luck. Let's do some weird, wild, wacky stories with the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Listen to this. A family in Illinois says a wall in their daughter's bedroom has been picking up radio signals for years.
Ooh.
No one knows why. This is
the little girl talking about it. Listen to this.
There are voices in the wall. Mm-hmm. It's been waking me up at night.
Nobody knows why.
There's got to be, I don't know, or wire or something.
The only thing that would have made that even more weird is having the music from The Exorcist.
Oh, geez, no. Oh, wow.
Even Dad says, what? Sometimes it goes away, sometimes it comes back. Yeah. But I agree with you. It would have to be something in the walls, in the wiring.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That is weird.
Ooh. Two drunk drivers in Michigan both fell asleep at the same time in a McDonald's drive-thru earlier in the month.
Okay.
Employees called the cops, who came and arrested both of them. An employee who called 911 said three people were asleep in the drive-thru, but apparently he was wrong. The third person really wasn't drunk, so police released audio of both drivers being arrested.
I love
not
that
everybody's
story,
drunk.
By the
normally,
way,
that would happen at a White Castle.
I love that story. I really do. Oh my gosh, Mike! Why do I think that you mentioned a guy? Guy who sucker punched a cop. This was actually in New York. He was wearing a Jesus costume.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been sentenced to almost a year in jail. So.
Oh.
Just wanted to remind you, a little follow-up there. So, Actually, I just said it so I can mention that, in jail, he'll get a lot of opportunity to turn the other cheek, I suppose, if you will, and even if you won't. Hey!
Just for that line.
I did!
You searched out that story.
I did! I happened to see it. Whoa. Hold on. And listen to this one. 29-year-old Jackson, he lives in Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to celebrate 4 months of sobriety. How do you do that?
Oh.
By getting hammered. Stealing a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
He rode his bike to a Kawasaki dealership, stole a brand new bike that he pushed down the road because, of course, he didn't have the keys, couldn't start it. He was going to figure out how to start it at some point. But just got to be too much, so he stopped, hopped on a fence. The bike was on the ground. Police came. And he said, I thought a new bike would be a good way to celebrate my sobriety. But here's the good news. He wasn't driving it, so he did not get a DUI. But he did get felony theft charges and caused about $3,500 in damage.
Yeah. It's not like a car, right?
I was celebrating my sobriety. So I stood off for us. What's the matter? And a new bike is the best way to do that. Vroom. Vroom. It is Monday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
End of every show, a little good news for you to start your day with. And I'm sure you might have seen this all over the news this weekend, sports. Saturday, NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, they were in a major bind. Both of their goalies were injured.
Uh-huh.
So everybody has that emergency goalie. Well, his happened to be driving the Zamboni as well. He's a Zamboni driver, 42 years old.
Yeah.
They said, dude, you're coming in. You're playing. Oh, okay. I don't have a uniform. Well, they put it together real quick in the back, got his name on there. They literally did it in that amount of time.
While he's getting dressed, they're putting his name on the back of the
absolutely.
Jersey.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And the guy, he said, let me let you listen to him a little bit.
It was awesome. Obviously, the time of my life out there. I've been on this ice many times without fans. Put fans in the mix, and it's a whole different game, obviously. But, hey, once in a lifetime, I'll take it.
Yeah, and people shooting pucks at your head.
Yes, his name is David Ayers. Now, he said, the guys told me to have fun with it. Don't worry about how many goals go in. They just said, enjoy it. This is your moment. Well, he did pretty well. He did very, very well. And would they win the game? I can't find the score. 6-3. He helped them win the game. 6-3. That's a pretty nice game.
And he was the number one star of the game.
Yes, he was. Well, here's the deal. Now, paid $500, gets to keep his jersey, but now they're making jerseys with his name. And the he is, and he will actually get royalties off any that are sold, but a portion of that he wants to give to the Kidney Foundation because he had a kidney transplant in 2004. Nice. So how cool is that?
That, you know,
everything about that story. And
that's
even Maple Leafs fans were like, you know, this is a great story. I'd say otherwise, but no, this is a great story after losing the game. It was awesome.
That's why we tell people if you have a good feel-good story, you want to submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or better yet, just call us while we're on the air. We'd love to hear your version of your feel-good story. 702-739-9636, of course. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life. ShelterInsurance.com. Recap of the show. Well, new music from John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And also from Alanis Morissette.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
If you want to check that out.
Not
we'll
as
have
angry,
that.
But okay.
I know. The Mike and Carla podcast after the show. And don't, by the way, Johnny Cola, sax player Huey Lewis, talking about Huey Lewis, their new album, the problems Huey is having right now, and what's going on with that band. That is also on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Found out Carla's a paper towel snob.
Yeah, I am. Okay, what of it?
We live in America. There's a lot of other people in the same shopping cart as you. Christine Malum, Las Vegas, listening to KKLZ. She got through and picked up $100
cool.
of wham, some walking around money. Qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of our good friends over at Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to qualify and win, put some wham in your pocket. Less than 20 minutes. Wendy Rush coming in, so make sure you keep her company. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.